Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
3,000. What year was it when I said I would be cutting back, though? There was the one year where I made the huge leap into fantasy and went from maybe like 10 teams to more than 100.
It feels like 2 years ago to me.
I think it's more.
Yeah, okay.
But whatever it is, like, that has not really happened. That's not really.
No, I'm not under the impression that ever really happened. No.
Fantasy reduction surgery.
It was a nice effort. No, I'm going to quit drinking tomorrow is what that sounded like to me.
That's also an idea. Yes, I just counted, like, I'm at 60 that are done on just the one site. I know it's more on other sites. And I was just on the clock in one, and the first name by ADP that's available is Anthony Richardson. It just like crushes me every time when I see his name. Davis Maddock, one of my co-hosts on ADP Chasing, put on Twitter, over under future starts for Anthony Richardson, 4.5. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Dunn with us on the West Her Hotline. GoLongTD.com, not to start, didn't mean to, with a sad one, Tyler, but Richardson, I mean, is that over? He's got the shoulder thing now again. You've got to maybe question whether he can, you know, physically do this, and they've got Daniel Jones there who might have been in line to beat him out anyway. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all over for Anthony Richardson. What a cautionary tale on so many levels. I mean, you look at the football alone. He started one season in Gainesville, and it wasn't pretty. And that's the dangers of the pre-draft cycle, right? Like, remember how everybody could just package, hell, I did it myself. You package 3-4 moments, Anthony Richardson moments, and you could talk yourself into them, right? The Josh Allen comparisons were even getting thrown around, like, oh, you can improve accuracy. It can happen. Well, not everybody is going to work like Josh Allen and be surrounded with the right people like Josh Allen. And Anthony Richardson just never had it. But also, I think what he lacked more than anything was just maturity. You know, you hear a lot of bad stuff around Anthony Richardson, like the way he was behaving down at the Manning camp and got in trouble there and got in trouble with the law shortly after that. I mean, it was just a whole series of events. I might have it backwards there, but he just never really learned from his transgressions, and that really should have been a red flag.
And then there's the not really knowing how football works. If you're the quarterback, you don't tap out in the middle of a drive because you're tired, right? Like that was just...
That's fair.
That feels to me like the biggest thing to overcome. Like, we talked a little bit about him yesterday, not in any kind of real serious way, but like, what about as a backup? Like, would you ever consider it? And the biggest concern I would have is, does he lack like common sense football knowledge in some way that like you just would not be able to trust him to know how to do all the right things?
Exactly. And I think like the whole tapping out of that game, quitting on your teammates, it's one thing to do it, but I think the way he even kind of conducted himself after that, there was like a press conference shortly after that where he basically said in so many words like, yeah, I'm going to start showing up early. That's kind of what DeForest Buckner and the vets want me to do. It's like you shouldn't need the veterans to tell you to do that, right? It's like our fathers shouldn't tell us that we need to take the trash out as kids. We should just do it. You see something around us, you do it. And if your quarterback needs to be poked and prodded and gently nudged that direction, that's a problem. And yeah, just to kind of clarify what I said earlier, this is what Bob McGinn's reporting last year at our site. So, you know, in April of 2022, Richardson received a ticket for going 105 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone at 4:11 a.m. outside of Gainesville. You know, 4:11, that's usually when everything's happening, right, guys? And then
maybe in Gainesville.
He pled no contest. He was ordered to complete a traffic safety course, write an essay, pay $349. 2 months later, at the Manning Passing Academy, he was apparently drunk. Police got angry when he leaned on their squad car. Manning staffers kind of whisked him away in a van, and Richardson screaming obscenities at them while he was leaving the scene. Like, 2 months later, so I don't know. Like, something like that could be quite a red flag for a team like Indianapolis picking at the top of the draft.
I'm just going to just admit that I didn't know much or any of that when I said I would have taken him one overall that year, by the way.
I think Ryan Poles would have, too. I heard that this week. He really liked Anthony Richardson, and, you know, they traded out, obviously.
Yeah. You know, I like the idea of Tyler just taking out the garbage as a kid without even being told to. Like, we're all dads. The thing, there are lots of those, you know, brush your teeth. There are lots of those things where you can't believe maybe that you're telling your kids that you have to remind them to do it because you feel like how bad a job am I doing as a parent if I have to actually. But the weirdest one is to have to tell them to eat. Because, like, just creatures just know how to eat. They're born. They have to eat to survive. They just know to do it. Birds know how to eat. They know, there's no class. There's no mom telling them to eat before they go flying to the next tree.
I want to keep this complaint in my pocket until your kids turn 20. Because, let me tell you, my boys have no trouble remembering to eat.
Okay, well, every morning, did you eat something?
Like, where'd everything go?
Did you eat something?
Where did everything go? I hate living here. That's me and my
no
fridge.
Problem here. He lives at our pantry. We are prying Sonny away from the pantry. We should definitely put a lock on it a long time ago.
My son is a very good eater, but that includes once in a while, like, there'll be a completely empty tub of frosting. I mean, just he will eat his vegetables. He's a good eater, but just the why should you ever have to tell kids that they need to eat? Tyler Dunn on the West Shore Hotline. So, gotta do it. I don't even know if this annoys you. Maybe it annoys you. Aaron Rodgers stuff. So that article, Bleacher Report, then of yours was in 2019. That we're sort of like, oh my God, this is really what Aaron Rodgers is like. I mean, Tyler is the term a seminal piece. Whatever that means. So I wonder if you, what you would say to this, because we were talking about Rodgers in here a day or two ago, naturally, and one or both of us might have said, like, it started with Tyler's article. And I wonder, would you say that? What was known or kind of like the inside baseball on Rodgers' reputation before you? I mean, for better or worse, I mean, that's not right. I exposed him. I mean, I think that article did that. And I wonder, like, I don't remember what we knew about Rodgers before that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Now, I think that he was pretty incubated, like a lot of star players are, and they're, and look, he's, I don't want to take anything away from the player. I mean, four-time MVP, first ballot Hall of Famer. At his peak, I mean, I was fortunate to watch and cover Aaron Rodgers for 5 years out there at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I mean, he's an unbelievable talent. I think that maybe even goes back a little further. I think first year at Bleacher Report was in 2016. I did a Rodgers story that year after I heard from somebody, let's just say, in his inner circle, perhaps his best friend for many years, kind of just unload on Aaron and detailed, all right, well, he cut off all of his family at the end of 2014. And I think a lot of people thought it was Olivia Munn. Like, she was the driving force there that kind of created this wedge, his girlfriend at the time. It's hard to keep track of everybody he's been with since. But, you know, that's when we reported then, like, Aaron and Olivia sent all the Christmas presents back to the family. And she basically said, like, don't contact Aaron again. I mean, they love their son, the mom and dad. They're visiting Lambeau, buying their own tickets on StubHub just to be around. Skipped out on one of his best friends from college's wedding, like, right before. He didn't go to his grandfather's funeral, who he was really close to. There's a lot in there. And I think that definitely was shocking to a lot of folks. And then a few years later, you hear some more of the football stuff on what kind of leader he is or lack thereof. The relationship with Mike McCarthy that was never really that good, even though they won a Super Bowl early on. And yeah, I think you report on that stuff, you write that stuff, and you expect what Aaron did, and he went scorched earth, as is his right. And I just knew that over time, you know, more of this stuff was going to come out. He's very stubborn, and he still hasn't talked to any of his close friends or family, and they don't really know why. I don't think anybody really knows why. He can hold a grudge unlike anybody I've ever seen in sports, and it's part of what makes him really good. He can kind of, you know, use a slight or even create a slight out of thin air and lean into that and create enemies and play really well. But I just think physically he's so diminished at this point. I don't know. I think Pittsburgh's just really getting all the bad stuff. You're getting a quarterback who's going to win you 7-8 games max, and you're looking for a quarterback next spring. Like, it's just not – the juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore. Green Bay put up with it. They knew all this stuff that I wrote. Of course they did. They put up with it, though, because he was so damn good.
Yeah.
Well, not good anymore. He's maybe like the 21st or 22nd best quarterback in the league. So, I don't know. Have fun, Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan. It's not going to end well.
Yeah, it almost feels a little bit to me like, and I said it this way the other day, Tyler, I don't think there's ever been a bigger disparity for me as a fan from liking a guy or even loving a guy, admiring a player, to despising him. That is what has happened for me as a fan with Aaron Rodgers. And it almost feels like that you did that piece on him in 2019, and he just decided to go full supervillain. Okay, now everybody knows all this stuff, so I'm just going to lean into it, right? So, like, let me unleash all the conspiracy theories and all the stuff. I'm just going. And I don't know, in a way, if that's who he really is, then, you know, go ahead, fly your flag. But it just seems like once the veil got lifted, he just, rather than hide from it, I think he just sort of leaned into it.
You're right, Bulldog. I mean, I think, look, he doesn't really have think about anybody listening, and you guys as well. What's like our foundation in life? Most people, it's a loved one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a parent. It's a brother. It's family. All right? Or religion. And he doesn't really have either, I don't think. I remember Mina Kimes sort of story. She met up with Aaron around the same time of those stories that I did at Bleacher Report, and it was all about how he's kind of on this spiritual journey, and I don't really know what he believes, but it's not like one foundational thing. He doesn't really have family. I guess he's got a lot of yes men, yes women, hangarounds, that kind of stuff, but my point being, I think like the foundation for him is kind of that, like what people think about him, it matters deeply to him in crafting the narrative of his career. Like, he wants to take that back and control it and drive it certain directions, and it can be a pretty powerful thing on a football field. Hell, he won two more MVPs. He took him to the conference championship game. He played really well at times, but I don't know. I just feel like there's something lost there, and I don't know if he'll get it back.
I mean, I shouldn't joke about this, but when you mentioned how his parents don't even know what they did wrong, I'm thinking like, well, maybe he feels like they just told him to, he needed to eat one too many times. I mean, maybe he got sick of the dad telling him it's important to eat something. Drink your water before a game. That's it. I'm out. Shouldn't joke about it. Tyler Dunn on the Wester Hotline. I texted Tyler this morning, irrespective of our plans to chat here, because I was listening to a podcast, School of Scott. Scott Barrett, he's been on with us. Theo Greminger, he's been on with us. And a guest named Max Toscano, who was really impressive going in on tight ends. I'm like, tight ends, Tyler, he wrote the book, literally. So I texted Tyler, like, do you know about this guy, Max Toscano? And you did. And right after I sent you that text, I hadn't finished the podcast yet. And then he mentioned your name. He was talking about the book and John Mackey and different things, like comparing certain players through the years, and also from a fantasy perspective. So I thought that was really cool. What an interesting time at that position. Can you always say that? I don't know. But Bowers' rookie year, Tyler, was off the charts. McBride is right there. And we've got Kincaid, and this particular analyst was not optimistic overall for Kincaid, partly because, or largely even because, Tyler, he's kind of blocked here by Knox and by Shakir. Do you have a particular thought on whether you'd bet on Kincaid to even come close to justifying first-round pick status?
Man, if I had the answer for that. I still like Dalton Kincaid a lot. I know we've talked about him a few times this offseason, and we're trying to figure out, okay, they want him to beef up and put on some muscle, but also, didn't you draft this guy to kind of run that seam route and get between those two safeties and make an athletic play downfield? I don't, after sitting down with Brandon Bean for that one-on-one, and I don't know, what can you gain from an OTA practice? You're not going to get the play-by-play stuff out of me. It's a little ridiculous what it's become throughout the country with these padless voluntary practices. But he does look a little stronger. And, boy, Joe Brady had a lot of good things to say on how he was living in the weight room. I think there is a needle to thread there. And is he going to be, the next George Kittle, Rob Gronkowski, all-time great? Probably not. And a lot of it is that everyone eats. Everybody's kind of getting a slice of the pie here in the offense. But he should be your go-to weapon. With where he was drafted, with how they're going to use him, I think that he does take a huge step this season. I think that PCL injury really affected him more than any of us even knew. I mean, he was playing through a lot of pain, and I've talked to players who've dealt with a similar injury. Man, that's hard. There's a lot of guys that really do shut that down, let it heal for a month, and then return, and he was playing through it, and it probably shouldn't have, right? Like, looking back, I don't want to put words in his mouth. He probably realizes now he should have taken a little time off, let that thing heal, but if he's healthy, if he's stronger, if they figure out a way to use him better, I don't see how he wouldn't take a huge step in year three.
I think it's really interesting to think about how, I mean, everyone could have their fun with how Bean handled himself with our morning show and take sides and whatever. I think one thing that Bean did accomplish there that I don't know if it was intended, certainly he you know, I respect him feeling proud and even defiant about the guys he has in defending his guys. But the heat is really on Kincaid and Coleman and Josh Palmer to, like, show up and be noticed. Because, like, Bean and like, it would have been that way anyway, but I feel like Bean, if that pot was, you know, just at a simmer, he turned it up to a boil.
You're right. I've gotten the same sense speaking with Brandon, too. I think he owns that, too. He knows, like, he'll be judged by how these top picks pan out. And, you know, we could talk for hours about the GM and what makes a good GM a bad GM. He nailed quarterback, and that buys you a lot of time. And he's nailed some mid-round picks and some veteran signings, too. I mean, go back and look at Hall of Famer Ron Wolf's draft picks. You know, he's one of the best to ever do it. He's in Canton. His first-round picks aren't that great. I mean, really. But he did so well in the mid-rounds. He pulled off some really smart trades. But Brandon has said himself, like, let's have this conversation a year, 2 years from now. And he's right. Like, you can't draw a conclusion on either Dalton Kincaid or Keon Coleman. But, man, look at the players drafted around both guys and the receivers last year. I mean, did you have a chance to maybe move up for Brian Thomas? Is Ladd McConkey a stud? These guys have to perform. And to his credit, he knows they have to perform. I mean, that there's a reason that both he and Sean McDermott put it out there right when the season's over, 48 hours later. Keon Coleman's got to respond better when he comes back from an injury. Dalton Kincaid, we need him a little stronger. They know it because they need both players to perform.
What are you working on now, Tyler?
So I was hoping to have it out today, but wanted to take a little more time on it. Tomorrow morning, I'll have a story at goalongtd.com on Darrington Evans.
Oh.
I don't know. You know, it's OTAs. 90 guys on all these teams. I'm looking at a Bills practice. I'm like, holy hell, this guy, he's been bouncing around the NFL forever. He's been, you know, 10 different stops since 2020. It's crazy when you look at, you know, this is his third time he signed with the Bills. He's been to Chicago 2-3 times, Miami, Indianapolis, all over the place. So I just kind of picked him off after practice, and we chatted for over, I don't know, a half hour or so, and he absolutely has a journey to share. There's a reason he's able to keep going, and you can see why Buffalo would want him around.
I love that. I think fate, it's so fickle, especially maybe with running backs more than any other position, where who knows, somebody's got like a slight muscle pull or something, and they don't have the draft capital, and there's a lot there, but team isn't invested, and it just doesn't show. There's too good of an incumbent. So many different variables out of your control. And then with each team that you leave that kind of gives up on you, so to speak, it's that much harder to make a, you know, get a footprint. And a guy like this, I think there are probably lots of guys like this who maybe, what's Ty Johnson?
Right. You know, I was just thinking of him, Mike and Tyler. Like, Darrington Evans might think, that could have been me.
Yep.
Like, how close, you know? Like, just right on the edge.
Yeah.
There is something to be said, too, when a guy gets caught at any point of the year, whether it's the, you know, January to the spring to training camp, final roster cuts. And you know, I always chalk it up as a lot of, like, GM speak, coach speak, dribble when, you know, we're going to continue the relationship. We had a good talk with them. This doesn't mean goodbye forever.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Bills, they do welcome back a lot of players. Like, the relationship continues. I mean, I don't want to get the whole story away, but Darrington Evans went through a really traumatic moment in his life last year. And when he was in Chicago, Brandon Bean, the GM of the Bills, he's got enough to worry about in his life. He's calling Darrington about this thing that happened in his life. They're speaking regularly, same thing with Sean McDermott, Dr. Dez, the team psychologist. There's a really strong infrastructure in Buffalo, and it applies to players who aren't even on the team, like, after they leave. So they brought him back. Who knows if he'll have a role. James Cook isn't around, so yeah, maybe he does. But it was really, really cool talking to him.
D-Ev, as Joe Brady called him the other day. Do you need permission to call guys on other teams?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think
good.
A personal relationship matters, right?
I think it does too. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I just don't know that. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Can Brandon Bean just call Aaron Rodgers if he's friends with Aaron or anybody else? Can he just? I guess the rules would be the same. Anyway, something for me to figure out on my own time. Tyler has given us enough of his. Thank you as always, and enjoy your weekend.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Let's do it again soon.
Okay. I mean, like, Tyler doesn't know we're going to call him next week.
Right.
It'll be soon.
Won't be us. It'll be
careful
the morning show. Somebody will be tabbing him.
Careful with that, Tyler. We're all over Tyler Dunn. 803-0550. On Bean and the idea, like, measuring him, the draft picks and everything else, I'd like to fill that out. You can't exactly ask, has he done a good job? Right? Like, that seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
But is he really going to be judged by the likes of Kincaid and Coleman? Let's explore that. Lines are open for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.